Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we're back here on Intercom Radio on 6 of their stations with an audience reach of over 3 million. And we're so happy to have a partnership with them and certainly thankful to you for joining us and listening and tuning in. I want to invite our next guest to join us, and she's the editor-in-chief for the Houston Business Journal. And that is Giselle Rodriguez Greenwood, who was named our 2019 Female Executive of the Year. And by the way, Giselle, that carries over into 2020 until the next gala. So congratulations.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're so very proud of all of your accomplishments, and certainly as a Latina heading up the Houston Business Journal as the editor-in-chief. Very important. And certainly your colleague and the president and publisher, Bob Charlet, have just done incredible work here in Houston. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So Houston, wow, growing every day. And if the traffic is any indication of prosperity, then we are prospering. And certainly the construction we're seeing throughout the city and the region, the homes, the economy, the strong economy, the unemployment rate, so many trends that have an upward trajectory are certainly things that we can be proud of. But from your perspective, tell us what some of the concerns are for Houston executives.
Well, like you said, Houston is continuing to perform strongly versus the rest of the nation. But we are an oil town, and that hasn't changed. So right now, many executives are concerned with the state of the energy industry. We've seen a few energy companies have some layoffs. They're pulling back on their spending. And even though Houston has grown less dependent on the oil sector, it's still the largest driver of our economy. And you certainly continue to see a trickle-down effect in good times and in bad, regardless of whether or not you're directly involved with the energy industry. And then the other thing we hear time and time again, and this is a struggle for executives, not just in Houston, but everywhere, is the struggle to find and retain good talent. Almost every CEO I've talked to has said that this is the number one concern that keeps them up at night. Houston's workforce is very competitive, and it can take months to find the right person, and that takes time and money. And then once you have them, how do you keep them there? It's a struggle, like I said, that every executive faces on a daily basis.
Right. And certainly I think this new generation, millennials, I think, are certainly they're different. They are unique. They have different expectations, especially when you're talking about them working with people who are not millennials and understanding that dynamic and how to keep them engaged and how to communicate with them. And so we have a lot to learn, and I know there are a lot of great people out there providing data and resources and information on this, but certainly at the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, that's one of the things that we focus on is how do we keep our corporate partners connected to folks that they can hire. And so we post jobs on our website, Giselle, so that we can make sure that people are aware that there are opportunities out there. I think one of the things that we're seeing is having the conversation with, especially, again, millennials, is there's something to be said about having tenure at a company. And what we're seeing when we look at resumes and other executives are telling us is that people are working 1 year, 2 years somewhere, and then they're moving on. And,
I think the average lifespan of a millennial is about 2 years.
and that's very different from the people who are hiring them who have 15, 10, 20, 30 years at a company. And so I think we've got to find that happy balance of having loyalty there and developing with a company and the company investing in those employees to develop them so that a few dollars or a few thousand dollars more a year doesn't take you away from an opportunity that long-term may build on the career. So lots more to come in that particular space. But let's also talk about then the economy. What are you seeing in that space and your conversations, and what are some trends here in the Houston area?
Well, like I've said, Houston has had a very strong economy. But we have learned from our lessons of the past. So I think what we'll see this year and what we keep hearing over and over again from economists is slow, careful growth. The Greater Houston Partnership predicts a more modest job forecast than we've seen in the past. You know, the Houston area is expected to create 42,300 jobs in 2020 versus the GHP's prediction of creating 72,000 jobs in 2019. You know, some areas of growth for Houston that have been mentioned are the healthcare industry, government, accommodation and food services, and the construction industries. All those industries are expected to drive job growth in Houston in 2020. No surprise, the two sectors that will that the GHP anticipates losses in are, of course, Houston's energy sector and the retail trade sectors, which is really interesting considering, you know, we have the advent of Amazon and retail on demand. Mm-hmm. I think you're seeing a lot of that trend come to Houston. You're also seeing a lot of these retailers set up distribution centers, Wayfair, Costco, IKEA from a few years back. They're trying to get goods to consumers quicker.
Yes, and you see that all around, as an example, in the East End area where we had the old Foley's and different the Fingers a furniture company and others that now are housing all of these Amazon trucks and vehicles. And again, it's in the name of progress, but there are unintended consequences sometimes. And definitely for retail, we certainly are seeing it here in the Houston area with Macy's closing down more and more stores, laying off people. But I think also is that Houston is trying to be proactive. And I'll give the example of Lone Star College now offering bachelor degrees in nursing and in manufacturing and in cybersecurity. So the reality is that some of the jobs that were here before are no longer here. And so we need to punt and make sure that our workforce is getting degrees in areas where they can be hired and have that conversation with the universities, community college, and those corporate executives to make sure we're preparing folks for the future so that they are work ready. And workforce development, as you and I both know, we're talking about yesterday at lunch with Bob, is that we've got to do everything we can to make sure that this next generation is prepared to actually be able to have a career and work. And that may mean a 2-year associate's degree. It may mean a certification program. It may mean a 4-year degree. But the great thing is that Houston has all of those opportunities here, and the affordability and access is readily available.
Yeah, and there's another thing I will mention that, we've seen as a trend. These institutes of higher education are now actively engaged with the business community. So like you mentioned, San Jac and Lone Star, you know, whereas before universities and colleges kind of functioned in their own silos, they're now actively talking to business leaders and seeing what they need in terms of workforce. It's no longer this high-level academia. It's more like, you know, well, tell me what you need. And it goes back to that retaining and finding talent challenge, right?
Yes.
So I feel like Houston's higher education leaders are 100% engaged with making our workforce stronger and keeping that workforce here in Houston.
Well, you're absolutely right, Giselle. And again, on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, I want to thank you, Bob, and the entire Houston Business Journal team for being partners with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You run our ads, our announcements, you're at our initiatives, and vice versa. Thank you for all you do. And I know that people in Houston on Friday pick up that hard copy of the Houston Business Journal. We're keeping up with it online because if you're in business or you're in Houston, you've got to be reading the Houston Business Journal. So thanks for all the data, all of the info, and we look forward to seeing you at our women's conference, Giselle, on one of our panels.
Absolutely.
And folks, if you've not taken a look at it, our women's conference is coming up. It's around the corner. It's in March. And yes, men are invited. We're not just talking to women. We will have male panelists. It's a leadership conference as much as it is a women's conference. So join us for that. And again, Giselle, thanks for all you do. I'm super proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for all you do for advancing Hispanics in business and you know, creating this era of inclusivity. Thank you, Dr. Laura Murillo.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.